like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
All right,
Main
we're back.
Street to Wall Street.
National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. It's Robert from Incendiary Radio filling in. I'm used to saying Incendiary Radio. But, you know, I was talking about this kind of Jewish mafia Jesuit axis, okay? And it ties in with the Wahhabis, okay? The Takfiris in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, all right? This is the real kind of axis of weasels, okay? And here's a perfect example. Look at the American Supreme Court, okay? There's no WASP men on that Supreme Court, okay? Now, they just whacked Scalia, okay? Let me get into Scalia. The day after he died, I did a show, and you can find this in my archives. The day after he died, I already plotted out the entire thing. And then Jones and, you know, Wayne Madsen, he sent the crew down there to the Cibolo Creek Ranch. And I'm going off the top of my head here, but I got notes back in my binder here. But I already deconstructed it. The International Order of St. Hubertus, this is a Catholic order of hunters, okay? And it's a spinoff of Bohemian Grove. But most people don't know Bohemian Grove is like a Jesuit construct, okay? Everybody thinks it's just a Republican go get naked with all the gay porn stars and rape little boys thing, but yeah, it was started off as like a Catholic kind of Jesuit retreat where they courted politicians. From what I understand, they still do Catholic masses. Well, Vatican II, Catholic masses out there, but this goes way back, folks. And so the International Order of St. Hubertus, okay, and this Mr. Poindexter from down there in Texas, okay, big Obama campaign contributor, and this isn't the John B. Poindexter from the Total Information Awareness. This is another Poindexter, but the guy that owned the ranch, it's a real weird, devilish place where let's just say there's probably some pedo action that goes on down there, and Scalia dies down there, and no autopsy, and just a weird bunch of crap. And so this weird kind of synergistic, strange bedfellow relationship between the commie kind of Knight of Malta, Jesuit wing of the Catholic Church, and then the Jewish mafia. I think this is why I'm getting trolled so much now. It's because people don't like the connections that you know certain researchers are making now, especially with the appearance of Tim Kaine on the scene. Okay, but we're talking about this meeting going down in Jerusalem, okay, between these factions of Judaism, Islam, and Roman Catholicism. And you probably have some Rick Warren types out there too, because if you get into, remember, Chris Lamb, okay, Rick Warren, Saddleback, big purpose-driven life boy over here in California, hooking up with the Jesuit white Pope Francis, okay. And you still got the black pope, Pashon, over here. And you got four popes alive. You got Joe the Rat, Ratzinger. You got Peter Hans Kolvenbach, the black pope that stepped down. Now you got the black pope that's presently there, Superior General of the Jesuits, Adolfo Nicolas Pashon. And now you got Jorge Mario Bergoglio, a.k.a. Pope Francis. So you got four of them. Now, supposedly the superior general right now, Adolfo Nicolas Pashon's going to step down. And so then you'll have five. And if Francis has been talking about stepping down, then you'll have six popes, black and white, on the earth at the same time. If this happens, who knows what's going to happen. But it's very fascinating for those of us that like getting deep and esoteric and kind of into the arcane kind of world. So we're having this little meeting coming up. Now, remember all that predictive programming and the fear porn, doom porn about September 23rd of last year? I want you to regurgitate that in your mind with all the people. Oh, my God, meteor's going to strike. You know, and I covered this stuff, but I was like, look, you know, you can't say that you know something's going to happen because – 99 times out of 100, you're going to be wrong. And so I've learned throughout my days, you know, that it's like, look, I'm going to look at it, but I'm not going to say anything's going to happen. Because if you do, then you're going to be looking like a fool. How many people in alternative media said, I know we're going to be at war next month with so-and-so. This is going to happen next month. Well, we've got to, you know, we're in crunch time, and we all feel it. We all know it. There's some big event coming our way. It's just to try to pinpoint it, it's fun. But at the same time, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Keep your mind open. Keep your sophistication level up as high as it can be. Look at every piece of data you can and live your life. You know, so many people, they're like, they ask me, you know, people that know me personally, like, well, how do you live your life? How do you pay attention to all this crazy stuff? And I'm like, well, man, I enjoy this. And so this is what I consider enjoyment anyway. It's my recreation on top of, I think this is where God, you know, wants us to be watchmen and paying attention and you know, doing all these things instead of just sitting there being a turd watching sports or, you know, foolish media or the zombie news, which is weaponized against you. And I meant to cover this last week, but you remember post 9/11, folks? As soon as 9/11 happened, the news changed. And I'm going to dig into this further probably Sunday night. But as soon as it happened, what happened with the news? The tickers, that rolling tickers all started happening on the bottom of the news screen. That happened right after 9/11. I think that's some sort of a weaponized kind of mind screw job system that messes with your mind. Because when it first happened, I was like, God, I can't watch that. It's messing with my eyes. And so right after 9/11, next thing you know, it's a ticker, constant ticker of news at the bottom of the screen. And it hasn't stopped. And so just kind of put that in your hard drive and think back on it. Now, but let's get back into this kind of Jerusalem thing. I'm going to let it play for a little bit longer, and then I'm going to kind of tie it all up. So let's resume where we stopped.
The Vatican, indeed, is one of the chief proponents of the ecumenical movement around the world and in Israel. For the past 3 years, Pope Francis has worked tirelessly toward a new world religion in which all denominations are brought together as one. If you look at Francis's outreach over the past 3 years, and specifically in 2016, you'll find somebody who has openly condemned evangelical Christianity and the belief that you must have a personal relationship with Jesus. He has openly warned that this belief is dangerous. He has also equated the spread of the gospel under evangelical Christianity to jihadism. In the meantime, he has done quite a bit of outreach to every other religion in the entire world. Why is this happening? The extent of Francis's outreach to other denominations in 2016 alone has been mind-boggling. In February, Francis held an emergency meeting with Patriarch Kirill of Russia for the first time since the 1054 schism. Kirill then went directly to Antarctica, where he performed a bizarre religious ceremony, consecrating the land and water surrounding the continent. Francis has also done outreach to Patriarch Bartholomew of Turkey, in which both leaders voice support for the migrant crisis and called for more migrants to enter Europe. In May, Francis met with Al-Azhar of Egypt, who is the head of Sunni Islam. In January, Francis became the third pontiff ever to visit Rome's major synagogue. He has also hosted Jewish religious and political leaders at the Vatican. In June, Francis outreached to the Armenians. In July, Pope Francis visited Poland and told all of the young people in the audience to, quote, believe in a new humanity. In August, Pope Francis won a huge initiative with U.S. Lutherans. A document called the Declaration of the Way was passed by a majority of 931-9. It recognizes that there is no longer church-dividing issues between Lutherans and Roman Catholics. This means that 3.7 million U.S. Lutherans are now absorbed into the New World Religion. Also in July, Francis was the driving force behind a ceremony in the United States called Together, organized to bring all Christians in front of a 6,660 in Jobelisk, or the phallus of Osiris, for worship. One of the major symbols we saw at Together 2016 was the Ouroboros, which is the serpent eating its own tail. The earliest legend of the Ouroboros has to do with the coming of Osiris, the god of the underworld. The Ouroboros is a highly occult symbol signifying the end of an eon, or the end of time. In occultism, the end of one eon usually results in a reset, brought about by some cataclysmic event. When used together, the obelisk and the Ouroboros show us the coming of Osiris to inhabit his temple at the beginning of the next eon, which is the start of the Golden Age. The fact that this symbol was put on display throughout Francis's Together 2016 event is very demonic. What is Francis doing, and why is he doing it? The answer is that he's merely carrying out a role, playing his part in the creation of a new world religion. In previous videos, I have discussed
you can stop it there. But that video right there is so packed full of information. All right. The Jesuits' liberation theology, it's basically communism dressed up in kind of social justice rhetoric, okay? Ties right in with the Jewish Rabbi Stephen Wise, Karl Marx garbage, Bolshevism, all right? Now, these guys, what we're witnessing basically is the coming to pass of biblical prophecies, whether you like it or not. And here's the thing. Don't get caught up whether you're a believer or not, because they're using this prophetic system laid down in both Old and New Testaments as a template to mind screw you anyway. And so let's say you're not a believer and you're like, you know what, I hate Christianity. I think it's a Semitic poisonous tree, and I won't have anything to do with it. What you have to realize is this. The people that have their hands on the levers of power in our societies, okay, they don't give a rat's ass what you believe, okay? They're going by a template. And their template, it ties in with all of these prophecies, okay? Now, I'm not telling you what to believe. You believe what you want. But here's what the thing is. They're using it to bring, to manifest their little sick vision anyway. And so whether you believe that God's on the throne and he's basically corralled these people where they're going to have to do his bidding, or, you know, because God is God, or whether you believe, hey, they're just using it as a template to kind of psychologically place mental viruses in the population and kind of, you know, manifest this stuff to make people think that it's real or not, it doesn't matter. These people, let's just say many of them are psychopathic. Many of them are minions that are caught into a system to where they know if they deviate from it, their life will be extinguished through assassination. Get into the history of assassinations with both Jewish mafia and the Jesuit order, and you know, you'll realize these things. I just wanted to put that out there because things are coalescing. They are reaching a crescendo, and it's an awesome time to be alive. And I see we got a caller, and I probably wasn't going to take calls, but let's take him real quick. Hey, Kent, and I know Kent from West Virginia. Come on, bring him on up. What's up, man?
Yeah, right. I just have something real quick anyway. November 2nd, 2017, 100th anniversary of Balfour Declaration. So keep that in mind. November 2nd, 2017. So they're probably planning themselves a big anniversary celebration.
Well, you know, they did a big 60th anniversary celebration over there in Israel from the King David Hotel bombing. They partied for like 3 days. I mean, this is the mentality of people we're dealing with, that they would actually celebrate and treat as heroes the guys that carried out the King David Hotel bombing.
That's just a date for you to keep playing in your mind. I know you're watching this stuff. That's just a thing I've noticed. So I'll just give that to you and let you continue.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kent. Let me do this. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready, and let's knock this one out because I've been seeing this all over in various alternative media outlets. Let's hit clip 12.
Germany to tell people to stockpile food and water in case of attacks. For the first time since the end of the Cold War, German government plans to tell its citizens to stockpile food and water in case of an attack or catastrophe. The Frankfurter Allgemeine newspaper reported on Sunday. Germany is currently on high alert after two Islamist attacks and a shooting rampage by a mentally unstable teenager last month. Berlin announced measures earlier this month to spend considerably more on its police and security forces and to create a special unit to counter cybercrime and terrorism. The population will be obliged to hold an individual supply of food for 10 days, the newspaper quoted the government's concept for civil defense, which has been prepared by the Interior Ministry as saying.
Okay, go ahead and stop that there, Mr. Producer. Now, let's get clip 10 ready. And this ties in with it, and this I think is funny, but Germany's going after people that criticize immigration and criticize basically Islamization of their country. They're actually locking these people up, but basically the immigrants have carte blanche to clown and, you know, screw around with their women and try to give women crap for not, you know, being under the hijab and so forth and so on. And this is all a psyop, but there are some serious belligerents in the immigrant populations, okay? Now, let's hit clip 10.
The only way to fix the economy might be for the stock market to collapse. This is the Business Insider UK. Deutsche Bank states that they need the economy to collapse to fix it. Okay. The U.S. economy and financial system is a mess of contradictions right now. Bond yields are hitting record lows while the stock market is hitting record highs. The labor market is signaling full employment, but GDP growth remains lackluster. According to the fixed income research team at Deutsche Bank, there is a way for these conundrums, to work themselves out. But it will take some pain for us to get there. Specifically, stock market crash pain. Whoa.
All right, stop it there, because I know we're coming up on a break. So, Germany at one point is telling the people, hey, stockpile, have at least 10 days worth of crap ready. And then Deutsche Bank, which is German, which has been laying off people like crazy, they're like, hey, the only way to save this thing is to basically crash the stock market. You getting it? So that's a twofold little deal. Hey, Germans, hey, have 10 days worth of supplies ready, folks. And then the Deutsche Bank saying through the Business Insider, hey, only way to fix this thing is to collapse the markets. You see? And so, and look, there's going to be something that happens in Europe where they're going to produce a figure that is like a Mussolini or a Hitler, and it's going to be artificial, and it's going to get real ugly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back. National Intel Report. Wow, that one really brings back some memories. That song there from my childhood. Mr. Producer, get clip 9 ready. And I want this as some counterbalance because, look, I favor Trump over Hillary, but I'm not under some sort of cloud where I think Trump is like this sleeper patriot cell, like Alex Jones says. And I think Trump has got a lot more, let's just say, dirt under his fingernails than a lot of people are saying. Let's hit clip 9 real quick.
I see what's happening down there. It's a mess. And the developer is actually a friend of mine, but he didn't want to build this building either. If you look back at the records, I mean, when it was first foisted upon him, Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. But he didn't want to build this pile of junk. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. The developer is actually a friend of mine. Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine.
And the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire burned it. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
The developer is actually a friend of mine. Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine.
Mr. Trump expected to sit down today.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. I play that from time to time just to give people some balance because Trump's a New Yorker. He builds buildings, and Larry's one of his buddies. I'm just saying, let's all keep an open mind here. Let's be sophisticated. Chris in Las Vegas. What's up, Chris?
Well, hello there, Robert. Great to talk to you and have you on this time of the day again.
Right,
a couple little observations to support what you're speaking about. One, that conversation with Larry Silverstein, of course, is very troubling, but Michael Rivero earlier today, I support him 100%, either kind of like Trump, but he did say something I thought was rather intriguing, and he said that if it was between Godzilla and Hillary Clinton, the lizard was getting his vote. And that's kind of what I thought it made sense. But more importantly, you were talking about the King David Hotel party and the other aspects of the upcoming November 2nd, or whatever it was, date that was coming along. Well, remember Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn?
Yeah, Shemitah.
Right, the Shemitah.
Yeah.
And the rule of 70s and sevens, this is all numerology, it's big with the Zionist cults, the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
He came right out and he told us that this Feast of Purim is a blood feast where they celebrate the death, the murder, the atrocities, whatever type of deviant activity they've relished in to serve their demonic gods.
Yeah.
And so when we think they're putting a happy face on it and putting lipstick on this pig to give the goy a warm, fuzzy feeling that it's something good for him that he should look forward to, I'd be very, very suspect if it was me.
Well, hey, Chris, and I know most of the listeners know this, but Purim is so ugly in rabbinic Talmudic Judaism. They actually bake pastries and stuff in the shape of ears, Haman's ears, so they can eat them on Purim, and then they get drunk and... I mean, but to bake a pastry in the shape of a human ear, I mean, that's pretty ugly stuff.
Well, they also had those Thalima cakes, or Ishtar, Isis, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they change the names all the time, so it's difficult to keep track of who they're worshiping. But these little cakes that they ate, they were baked in the same shape of penises and other sorts of body parts. It's just absolutely insane. So I thank you so much for bringing that great knowledge to the air, and God bless you, the true God of the creation. So thank you very, very much, Robert.
Hey, appreciate you being out there, Chris. You always got some good wisdom to throw out on air. You know, I've got Tex Mars's latest book called Holy Serpent of the Jews, and if you don't own it, man, you should. And then the latest Power of Prophecy by Tex. Rabbis agree with Jesus, their God, quote-unquote, is Satan, the Holy Serpent. And it goes through all these rabbis and stuff that basically the figure of the serpent, the Ouroboros, all these serpentine figures is basically a benevolent figure. And it's like, you know, the serpent around the Kabbalah. We'll get into some of that on the other side. I got a lot to cover, so hope you're liking the program.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. The National Intel Report with John Stat Miller. It's Robert from Incendiary Radio filling in. Now, if I didn't even put this out there, but folks, if you like the material on RBN, you got to support the network. You know, you got multimillionaires that are making money hand over fist, massive crews that are giving you a lot of good information, but a significant portion of disinformation. And you got this network here, RBN, the small kind of sardine in a big like pond. And there's only a few networks that'll even let a guy like me on the air. And so, if you haven't heard me before, email the network. If you have heard me before, email the network. Tell them you like the show. Tell them you like how I present things. Give me a thumbs up or something. If you hate my guts, send it into the network, tell them I'm a fag, whatever, I don't care, but at least give them some sort of stimuli and say, you know what, Robert filled in for John on Tuesday, it sucked or it was great. Let them know. Hit the network up. I want to dig into Tim Kaine a bit. You know, this guy's flying under the radar. People are finally starting to try to pick, you know, figure out this guy, because Hillary, look, Trump is viciously attacking Hillary on the campaign trail. I watched his parts of his speech last night, and my gosh, he's calling for independent prosecutors. I haven't seen this in a presidential kind of run. I mean, Mitt Romney, this punk that ran against Obama in 2012, him and this little cuck, Paul Ryan, what a couple of wussies that the Republicans put up. Both of them are embarrassment to be Europeans. I'd like to smack the crap out of both of them. But this is the weak. Just come in, hey, every immigrant in the third world, come flood into America because we're weak white men. That's Mitt Romney and that's Paul Ryan. That's these chumps. But Mitt Romney was so weak and gutless, he didn't even call Obama out. You know, Benghazi, all that was happening right when he was running against him. And, you know, the Mormon mob has put up this character. Let me pull this website up. The CIA Mormon mob are basically trying to put this character, Evan McMullen, in, okay? And Bill Kristol, neocon 9/11 conspirator from over at the Weekly Standard, you know, the Jewish mobster, Sionim type. But listen to this. Mormon. He was at Goldman Sachs, CIA operative who specialized in assassinations and torture. I mean, this guy's their little chosen, alternative to Trump, okay? And anybody that's dug into the Mormon church, and I really dug into these clowns with the Bundy situation, and then Malheur with the Bundys up there. This is a big, sick, kind of twisted Mormon psyop situation here. And I'm not saying the Bundys themselves aren't patsies. If they are locked up, okay, whatever. The whole thing is a big mind screw with Malheur and the Bundy Ranch and all that stuff. But then with this McMullen character, okay, who's basically trying to take the electoral votes from the state of Utah and some of the other states with heavy Mormon populations out of Trump's hands. And it's really a lot of skullduggery. But just to get into the CIA and the Mormons and their kind of penetration into our intelligence agencies, and it kind of goes into the Bush Mafia. It's really deep stuff, but just keep your eyes open on that. This McMullen character that they're trying to put in, and I haven't heard anything in the last couple of weeks, but this is their little kind of Hail Mary. But anyway, let's hit clip 14, Mr. Producer. This is Tim Kaine hanging out with Hillary.
I went to a Jesuit boys school, Rockhurst High School in Kansas City. And, all right, some Jesuits in the house. I like that. The motto of my school, this boys school, was men for others. And that was what we were taught. And that's where my faith, which had been important to me because of my parents' example, really grew into something more vital. It became like my North Star, the organizing principle for what I wanted to do. Even as a young man, because of these great teachers I had and because of my parents' example, I knew that I wanted to do something to devote myself to social justice. And that's why, after racing through the University of Missouri in 3 years and starting at Harvard Law School, I decided to take a year off from school to volunteer with Jesuit missionaries in Honduras. Hay hondureños aquí. Hay algún hondureños aquí. Okay, un poquito, sí. Well, when I got to Honduras, it turned out that my recently acquired knowledge of constitutional law was pretty useless. But the experience of working in my dad's ironworking shop was actually kind of helpful. So I taught teenagers the basics of carpentry and welding, and they helped me learn Spanish. And I tell you, my time in Honduras changed my life in so many ways. Aprendí los valores
de mi pueblo, fe, familia y trabajo. Fe, familia y trabajo. Los mismos valores de la comunidad latina aquí en nuestro país, ¿verdad?
All right, so you can stop it there. So I've got this Daniel Hopsicker's Mad Cow News, madcowprod.com, from July 31st. Aprende los valores de mi pueblo, fe, familia y trabajo. Los mismos valores de la comunidad latina aquí. I learned the values of my town, faith, family, and work. The same values of the Latino community here, faith, family, and work. That's commie, liberation, theology, Jesuit garbage. Okay, now there's nothing wrong with faith, family, and work. That's all great. They hide the communism under these auspices in the Latino world, folks. Okay, now listen to this. As a 20-year-old Harvard Law student spending 1981 in Honduras as a Jesuit volunteer, as absurd as an English tutor parachuting before D-Day into Normandy to teach French children when to use their and when to use their, you know, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, doesn't pass the smell test. Distilled from various sources, here's how Kane's sojourn in Honduras is described. Okay, he went to an all-boys Jesuit high school. Then he heard a small, still voice asking him why he was such in a hurry. Something in me said to take a year off. He wrote to some Catholic missionaries asking if he could volunteer for a year to help him, blah, 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 step away from the treadmill, decide my path in life. He taught kids to be welders and carpenters, blah, 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 vomit, okay? I do what I do for spiritual reasons. Yeah, this is the guy that was, you know, governor when the Virginia Tech hit, went down, sat on the board. I mean, go into this guy's biographies. This guy is really shadowy. Anyway, I'm always thinking about the momentary reality, but also how it connects with bigger matters. Now, if you accept the story at face value, Kane comes across, or did to me anyway, as down-to-earth, normal, nice guy. If you have doubts, you may find his sanctimony a bit much. But the wrenching changes in Honduras occurring at precisely the same time Kane supposedly hunkered down in a machine shop in El Progreso made his story implausible, okay? Here's what he says. I think of El Progreso every day. The people, aside from my family, are the most important in shaping who I am today. Since returning from Honduras,
Rome fell
years ago, I have worked hard to serve my church, family, community, city, and state. Okay? Let's move on. Honduras is literally the original Banana Republic. American short story writer O. Henry was hiding out there in the capital in 1905 on the run from Texas authorities on charges of embezzlement and wrote a book of short stories. The phrase Banana Republic was born. So there's that. More importantly, while Kane was in Honduras, a whirlwind descended on that little visited country. A huge military presence which ballooned overnight, courtesy of the Reagan administration, determined to turn the tide of leftist revolutionaries in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And let me just say this, during the Reagan administration is when relations were normalized with the Vatican, okay? And Reagan took his oath of office facing the obelisk. And if you get into Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit who went off the plantation and was later murdered, he said when you've seen a president do that, you would know that basically the country would be in the hands, the clutches of the Jesuits, which is to me is just another branch of the Jewish mafia. Anyway, let's continue. While Kane taught a handful of students carpentry and welding, United States military aid to Honduras went from $4 million to $282 million in just a few years. Joint Task Force Bravo poured bulldozers into Honduras. They rolled off huge military transport planes and roared off into the countryside, helping American military engineers build roads, bridges, bases, airships, supply depots, and infrastructure, and turning the country into a staging area for troops entering combat in Nicaragua against the dreaded Sandinistas. So far, nothing from Kane on any of that. He was there, but apparently missed it all. American troops poured in for saber-rattling maneuvers to intimidate the Sandinistas. American intelligence agencies trained Hondurans in surveillance, interrogation, and torture as the country went from a humid backwater to a hub for all the intrigue money can buy. Perhaps not coincidentally, Honduras became known as the Lebanon of Central America, the biggest drug marketplace the world has ever known. We turned the whole damn country into an American battleship, lamented the chairman of the House's Western Affairs Subcommittee later. We created the USS Honduras. Tim Kaine saw nada. Was he busy teaching welding or was something else going on? Timmy wasn't sleeping on the floor. When Honduras was bribed and bullied by the U.S. to host the Contras, the man at the center of the circus was U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte. Now, if you remember John Negroponte after 9/11, he was put in charge of all the intelligence agencies, folks. Okay, remember that? When they consolidate all those DNI is what is called Director of National Intelligence. John Negroponte was the guy. He arrived in Honduras while Tim Kaine was there. Negroponte has been widely accused of turning a blind eye to atrocities by the Honduran military, but claims to be unaware of human rights abuses during this time. When is the appointing head of national intelligence by George W. Bush in 2005, one journalist wrote, each morning he, Negroponte, should have no difficulty spotting a terrorist. Remember to Kaine's description of volunteering in exchange for meals and a place to sleep. Timmy slept in a gated community with restricted access and grounds that included offices, residences, a swimming pool, a country club, and part of a golf course. Now listen to this. A subsidiary of the United Fruit Company had generously sold their company retreat to the Jesuits for its headquarters. Campesinos who visited the luxurious complex knew of the long-standing relationship between United Fruit and the church, which regularly accepted donations from the company. Priests were granted free passage aboard its vessels. The company and religious order had a cooperative bond. Now, remember back to Smedley Butler and War as a Racket, and he blew the whistle on fighting wars for United Fruit and produce, folks. This is how dirty the whole thing. United Fruit became United Brands and today does business as Chiquita. Remember all those bananas you buy? Yeah. Curiously enough, corporate intrigue continues to this day. The company is often so tightly intertwined with official U.S. foreign policy that the two become indistinguishable. I see we got Chris back. Come on real quick, Chris. What you got?
Kaine and the Jesuit. Oh, sorry about that. You were talking about the Mormon Mafia. And Kaine and the Jesuits and the Mormon Mafia. We go back to Mitt Romney and remember Bain Capital. Mitt Romney was appointed to Bain Capital to destroy the company and piece it out by Orietta Gadiesh, Miss Hebrew U, number two in Mossad, and formerly Harvard University School of Economics. She was the class laureate or whatever they call it there, and it's insane because if you remember, Mitt Romney operated the crematoriums for all the children, the babies and stuff, I think was really a cover to market baby parts through the Zionist marketing network around the world for all the
ceremonies. Chris, remember BB and Mitt were roommates.
Yeah. I mean, this stuff.
Hey, listen, Chris. So you got the Yale Mafia, you got the Harvard Mafia, you got BB, you got Mitt, you got the Mormon mob, you got the Zionist mob, and you got the Jesuit mob. It's one big cluster F, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, remember in Colorado, you got Norman Brownstein and I guess the Adelsons, the Annenbergs. There's another guy, Larry Mizell, that supposedly paid Bibi Netanyahu, according to Dr. Fitzer. And, you know, this whole thing, and Art from Philly ties up the Mormon mob and the Jewish mob there in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, where the Secretary of War is right now, Ashton Carter, or whatever his position is. And then you got Kerry, a.k.a. Khan, at the State Department, and Hillary's old job. It's just the Mossad is running the whole country right now.
Yeah, well, it's the Mossad, it's the Jesuits, it's like this big kind of interlocking directorate, but the real head of it, the real head of it's really these money changers, which is the synagogue.
Last thing for you.
Yeah.
MI6 is the Mossad Israeli 6. I mean, it's so in your face, how can you not see it? God bless America, thank you so much.
All right, Chris. Back to the article. I mean, when you get into all these whack connections, it almost gets to drive you crazy if you don't have a decent kind of foundation built to where you're just like, all right, let me keep digging. Let me keep looking at it because it's that insane. Honduras becomes the trampoline. When the drug business took off in earnest in the 1970s, the Caribbean coast of Honduras, including San Pedro Sula and El Progreso, became a full-service oasis on the drug trafficking turnpike, serving hot food and aviation fuel 24 hours a day. Honduras became and remains a major off-ramp, located a comfortable distance for a twin-engine plane to fly from Colombia on a full tank of gas, refuel, and fly on to Florida. Jeb Bush's Florida. And then you get into Jeb Bush, and I covered this on my program, down there in Caracas running Lady Bird Johnson's Texas Commercial Bank, laundering all the Medellin cartel money. I mean, this stuff goes so deep in this in these crime families that it makes your heads spin. We'll be right back for the last segment. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Nobody out in this world.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
National Intel Report, last segment, and this is the madcowprod.com. The more things change, dot, dot, Longtime CIA pilot Barry Seal landed his twin-engine Merlin on the Honduran island of Roatan in December of 79. On his plane was, in those more innocent times, considered a huge load, 40 kilos. The bus made the front page in the capital of Tegucigalpa. The newspapers reported Seal had been caught red-handed with 17 kilos of cocaine. Some Honduran general must have smiled when he read that figure and padded a suitcase loaded with the missing 23 kilos. And we all know what happened to Barry Seal. This is how deep this stuff goes. So your vice presidential candidate, oh, it's down there right in the thick of it in Honduras, right when the skullduggery was at its apex. And so nobody's clean in this game. Just like I played the Trump Lucky Larry stuff, Tim Kaine. Trump went to Fordham University for his first 2 years. His kids are loaded up at Georgetown and went to the University of Pennsylvania. And then Art from Philly could really break down the Annenbergs and the rest of them and their kind of UPenn skullduggery there. To quote George Carlin, it's a big club and you ain't in it. That's what it is. I mean, but it's I get off on finding the links and the kind of soft underbelly of where it all connects. And I know a lot of you guys really dig into that too, and you really enjoy when people kind of connect the dots, because what else do we really have? I mean, yeah, sure, we're ready for the SHTF moment whenever they decide to pull it, between now and November it could be, or later, we don't know, but things are building. And if you enjoyed the program tonight, folks, let RBN know. Send in some emails and say, it's like, wow, I liked Robert filling in for John. Only got a couple minutes left, but just to cover the Louisiana floods, folks, you got mayors down there in those towns saying that this was engineered to happen. You've got the Air Force 2025 documents, weather is a force multiplier. You've got a big hurricane brewing off the coast, you know, down in South America now, that could hit, you know, the Caribbean. And I'm trying to pull that up now, but there's a lot going on. I got to cover this. Jones and this billionaire from Texas, who's this so-called patriot guy, Gary Haven, Steve Quayle, they're all kind of in bed together, and they put out this Armageddon movie about an EMP. And now all of a sudden on all these kind of talk networks, you're hearing all this kind of EMP, people selling prepper items for EMP. So keep your eyes on that. This Armageddon movie. Oh, this storm that's brewing is called Invest 99L. And this is on, Invest 99L. It's on models.myfoxhurricane.com. And this, they could say this one's coming in. It's a big one. But this thing here where, like, this movie gets dropped, Armageddon, okay? It's about an EMP strike on the American continent. The power grid goes down, and it's all about this. And now all the ads are talking about, oh, in a minute of an EMP strike, we got all this solar stuff for you. So keep your eyes out on that angle, too. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I want to thank Mike, the board operator. Perfect job, man. Appreciate it. And listen to me on Sunday nights if you like what you heard. It's the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. It's Robert from Incendiary Radio, the fill-in. Thanks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to
Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.